there are all sorts of things that people think about at Christmas. I was looking on the news last night and then again this morning on Sky News, and there are some churches all over the country who have opened their doors and they're having what they're calling an atheistic Christmas. It's a great idea, isn't it? They promise not to mention the name of God or Christ at all, so that atheists and people of all religions can come and feel at home and not feel got at. Isn't that a good idea at Christ's birthday, Christ Mass? So they still call it Christmas. I thought, how sad, how absolutely sad that people should, that churches should be ready to do that, to drop Christ out of Christmas. I mean, there's nothing left, is there, if you take Christ out of Christmas. Certainly we want people, whoever they are, to be loved and cared for and feel welcome, whether they believe in God or not, whether they're Christians or not. And one of the messages of the Christian faith is the love of Jesus to absolutely everybody. But Christmas is about all sorts of things. One of the things Christmas is about is presents, right? I think most of us here today are likely to get a Christmas present at Christmas. Anybody here is definitely not going to get a Christmas present. Are you not going to get a Christmas present? What a terrible thing to say to your new wife. You should be ashamed. Stand up. Sit down. Oh, my word. Well, a happy Christmas, darling. If he doesn't give you anything, let us know. And we'll deal with him. Okay. So, it's about presents, isn't it? It's about Christmas time, thinking about gifts. And, of course, we know why. It's about gifts because we're remembering somebody who gave the greatest gift of all to us. But there's all sorts of gifts that we can get at Christmas time. I looked on the internet and found what some of the gifts were. Do you know what one of the most popular gifts is this year? It's a RoboFish and ball set. A RoboFish and ball set. It's a fish that you don't have to worry about feeding. It's proving to be this year's biggest selling toy at Toy Barn House, wherever that is. During October, half term, a giant fishbowl was put on display in the county mall, which children were able to place RoboFish inside, and ever since, the toy has been hugely popular. The tail activates when the fish hits the water to make it swim around inside. The bowl with a single fish costs $19.99. Additional fish of different colours and types can be bought separately. Rush out, you might get one for Christmas. Does that sound exciting? But it does. You fancy one? A RoboFish sounds pretty poor to me. Well, how about this again is one of the most popular, a Chili Factory slushy maker. What about one of those? No matter what temperature it's outside, children in Crawley clearly enjoy a cold drink because this new slushy maker, which costs $12.99, is flying off the shelves. Chilled drinks appear before your eyes, require no ice, no blenders, no mess. All you have to do is to put the squeeze cup in the freezer, wait for it to freeze, then add your favourite chill drink and squeeze the cup. Any idea? Interest? No? Okay. What about this one then? Lego City Coast Guard Patrol. No? Who likes Lego? Yeah, the big boys like Lego. If you want to be a big boy, you're a Lego man. Look at this one. This is something. For more than 60 years, so you're all right, 60 years, Lego has been an ever-present on the Christmas list, and this year it's no different. The Coast Guard set allows children to make their own boat, helicopter, and lighthouse. Comes with 6 minifigures, a dinghy, a submarine, and 3 sharks, and it costs less than $19.99. That's a lot of money. But you get a lot for a lot of money. Well, how about this? Who likes playing Monopoly? Okay, Monopoly Empire, the classic board game, has been given a twist. You have a tower block to fill with big-name brand billboards. The addition of the popular brands include Xbox, eBay, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and it's making a favourite with all the family. It can be brought out, it was going to be brought out after Christmas, and after Christmas lunches be brought out around the country. It costs $14.99. Fancy it?
No.
You like this one? You fancy it? Okay, Garrett. How about this one, though? Gooey Louie. Yeah, you've got it. Oh, no. A pink nose job. Oh, dear. This game proves children really do love and get a laugh from the disgusting. The interactive game involves people taking it to turns to pick green gooeys out of Louie's nose. until someone picks the wrong gooey, causing Louis to sneeze and make his brains and eyes pop out. This gratifying and disgusting game. Do you want one, Andrew? Cost $19.99. Can you believe it? And you've got one. Oh, my. I didn't think anybody would have one of those. Well, have you got one of these, Oliver? Barbie slide and spin pup. Spin pups doll and playset, another favourite. $24.99. No idea? Okay. What about a Nerf End Strike Mega Centurion? Yes. Top toy. Top toy. Blaster gun which fires soft darts through the air. Be prepared for a persistent attack from behind the sofa, because the pump action blaster gun can be used while lying down and focusing on a target, as well as when standing up. This is the one. The team at Toy Barn House have had fun testing this year. It shoots darts at up to 100 feet. Man, you could really hurt people with that, couldn't you? Fantastic. $39.99. Who fancies one of those? No? Be good, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome. Well, this one sounds a bit weird to me. And this is one of the most popular. It's a Texter robotic puppy. Would you fancy one of those? You would. You've not got one, have you? Have you got one? No. It's lots of kids' new best friend. And don't worry, you don't have to take it to the toilet for walks in the freezing cold. It costs $59.90. It responds to your voice and physical gestures. Barks, cries and whimpers are included. How lovely. Among more than 100 physical and interactive play features. It includes a ball, a bone, and an iPad or iPhone app can be downloaded for extra commands. I mean, where are we going with all this stuff? And here's the last children's one. VTech Toot Toot Drivers. Now, this is for you guys who've not started going to school yet. For preschool age children, there's a one-off must. The brightly coloured vehicles, which include all emergency services, have their own phrases and realistic sound effects to provide an education element to the gift. A set of three costs $17.99. Before you go to school, all the toys are educational. Once you've got there, forget that. It's just fun. Have you noticed that? But of course, adults probably want something a bit better. But for techie kids, how many of you kids are very techie? You know, good on you are, okay. You fancy an Adafruit trinkets? Now, this is great, this. I wish I knew what it was about. The Raspberry Pi is one way to get to grips with programming interfacing, but the various members of the Arduino family of microcontrollers are also great fun to play with, and there's a huge range of projects you can build with them. Doesn't sound exciting? Costing just £8 and not as big as a thumb, it manages to squeeze in 8 kilobytes of flash memory, 5 temp pins, together with an onboard power regulator. Program is through its mini USB port and power it that way too. Or by battery if you prefer. It supports 12C sensors. Trinket is perfect for managing projects. You can program it using the cross-platform Arduino IDE and comes in versions of both 3V and 5V logic. Just pick the right one for your project. I'm longing for one of them. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see one?
Yeah.
Doesn't that look exciting? Smaller than a thumb. Oh dear. You know, it's a bit pathetic, isn't it, really? Yeah. Did anybody understand what it's about? Well, I'm so relieved about that, I thought it was me. But then some of you guys, there are people here who are, you know, apple fruit cases. You think that's crazy? Look at what grown-ups can buy. Apple Cylindrical Mic Pro is out for Christmas. Anybody want an Apple Cylindrical Mic Pro? You'd like one. Okay, there you are then. The base unit contains 3.7 GHz quad-core Xeon E5, the upgraded memory, 3.5 GHz hexa-core E5 with 12G and 16G of memory, respectively, 8 and 12 core, and so you go on. The only problem is there's no keyboard and there's no scratch pad with it. There's a price to pay for all that. The base model costs just £2,200. You can add another 1,000, you can get a keyboard, and if you want a souped-up version, you can add even more still. So it costs a little bit. Do you want to see it? Isn't that exciting? I mean, you know, for just about £5,000, £5,600 gets you one that the whole family can use. That's got to be a must, hasn't it? You reckon? Well, there's some of the presents that some of people are going to have at Christmas. I think I'll go for the fish. People are buying all sorts of presents at Christmas. Some will cost a lot of money, some won't cost a lot of money. There's all sorts of things people want to buy each other and want. But there's a big difference between what people want and what people need. And the most important thing about Christmas is not that we get what we want, but that we get what we need. And what do people need? People need food. Will any of you have nothing to eat on Christmas Day? Well, you're lucky, because there are millions of people who won't have anything to eat on Christmas Day. Will any of you be really cold on Christmas Eve night because you've no blankets and no sheets and no bed to sleep in? Don't think you will. Well, we're lucky, because there are millions of people who don't have homes and don't have beds and don't have blankets. So most people need food and warmth and clothes and a home and maybe something more. Maybe even more important than food and warmth and clothes is something which even in this country thousands of people won't have. And that's a four-letter word that begins with L and finishes with E, and that is love. To know somebody cares about you and to know somebody loves you probably is the most important thing that we need this Christmas time. And isn't that what gifts are about? Isn't the fact that we give gifts to people our way of saying, hey, I love you, and I've remembered you, and I care about you. You're not unimportant to me. And it's amazing how many people feel unwanted, and unloved, and unimportant. And giving a gift is just a way of saying, hey, I love you. I guess the best gift that you or I could ever receive from anyone is their care and their compassion, their love. Better than anything that money can buy, better than anything anybody can do. For somebody to say, I love you, probably is the most precious thing that could ever happen to them. The best gift we could give. So what's Christmas about? It's about giving and receiving gifts. It's about being around people who love you. It's about the greatest gift of all, God's gift of love in Jesus. Now, I've asked some friends of mine to come in and read a passage for me. So would you come out now and just read that passage I've asked you to read? Because I want to talk about this passage this morning. It's a passage that tells us about Jesus. It's a passage from the Bible and from Isaiah, which tells us what right from the oldest times Jesus was called. Okay, can we get in our lines? Nearly there. I think we're starting with Joe. Okay, guys, let's go for it.
But for to us a child is born.
To us a son is given.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
And he'll be called Wonderful, Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Thank you. That is a very important verse. And it's a verse which tells us exactly who Jesus was. He was described by Isaiah very simply as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Isaiah begins by saying, to us a child is born. A gift has been given to us. The gift is a child. And that child was a son, the son of Mary. But as the scripture tells us, the Son of God, miraculously born. So who is the us? Who do you think Isaiah meant by to us a child is born? Well, can I tell you, he was talking very specially to the nation of Israel. He was talking to the Jewish people, to us, to we people who are God's chosen people, to the Jewish nation, to the Jewish race, to us a child is born. And Jesus came first for the Jew. That's why Paul says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, also to you and me who are not Jews, those of us who aren't Jews. But through the Jews, the love of God from Jesus was to go to the whole world. That's why in John 1 we are told, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. If you recognize that the baby born on Christmas Day, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, He is the King of Kings, and He's the Lord of Lords. If you recognize that, then you can be somebody, if you confess Him as your Lord, who is given the right to become a child of God. Not because you were born as a Jew, as one of God's special people, but because you've been brought into His family, because you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is you, if you believe on His name and receive Him. So, the text, unto us a child is born, is for you, if you believe that Jesus is God's Son and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Unto you a child is born. And look at his titles. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Now, I've got some quotations from a person who lived many years ago called John Calvin. Let me tell you what John Calvin says about the word wonderful. By the first title, he arouses the minds of the godly to earnest attention, that they may expect from Christ something more excellent than what we see in the ordinary course of God's works, as if he had said that in Christ are hidden the invaluable treasures of wonderful things, in who are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And indeed, the redemption which Christ has brought surpasses even the creation of the world itself. It amounts to this, that the grace of God, which will be exhibited in Christ, exceeds all miracles. What Calvin is saying there is the wonderful hope we have in Jesus is even more amazing than creation itself. I think that's fantastic. I mean, think of creation. You know, they've just sent up a new satellite, I'm sure you've seen it, with the massive, biggest, most powerful camera that's ever been made. And it's going to be taking photographs of distant things in the solar system. And the scientists are saying, we're going to see things we've never seen before. Now, the reality is that here on our earth, and today even more so than in Jesus' day, we see very little. We see very little because of all the pollution in the atmosphere, but you can see on a dark night some amazing things. But the most amazing things we will ever see is nothing compared to Jesus Christ, and nothing to what we will see when we see Him face to face. Jesus is more wonderful than any single part of His creation, even the vast universe. So His name is Wonderful. He's amazing. He's awesome. He's fantastic. But He's also called Counselor. He comes already possessing absolute wisdom. It's not because He knows all His Father's secrets that He's called Counselor, but rather that coming from the Father, He knows everything about the Father, and He has all the wisdom of God. In John chapter 1, we read, "No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, and He has made Him known." Jesus is in every respect the greatest teacher of anyone. You got some good teachers at school and some not so good teachers at school, right? Jesus is the greatest. He can teach us anything. He has all wisdom. And if you need help in your life, the place you turn to is Jesus, the mighty Counselor. But He's also called Mighty God. What can you say more than that? To actually come to terms with the reality that that baby whom Mary held in her arms was none other than the God of all creation who would become a human being is extremely difficult. It's impossible to really come to terms with. But that's the truth. Jesus Christ was none other than God Himself become a human being. That is the fulcrum of the Christian faith. That is the truth around which the entire Christian faith revolves. That Jesus is God made flesh. That He is, as Isaiah said, the everlasting Father. And do you know what that word actually means? It means the Father of the future age. That's what the Greek word means. The Father of the future age. That's lovely. Jesus is the one of the future. Not just of the past. Of the future. And the future isn't just what's going to happen tomorrow and next week and in 2014. It's what's going to happen forever. And if you're a believer, you recognize that we haven't just been made for here and now, to live for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, we've been made to enjoy life forever. That's the future that Jesus is interested in. forever. And he is the everlasting Father, the Father of the future age. And finally, he's the Prince of Peace. The last title, the Prince of Peace, is one of the most special. There's a lot of places in our world where there's hatred, isn't there? Doesn't it break your heart when you hear of people losing their lives just to try and escape from terrible regimes? Is it horrendous to see people hatcheting others to death on a street? Awful to hear of the abuse that's happening in all of our cities. Hear of the hatred of man for man. So when we hear Prince of Peace, we say, oh, we groan. And it's this last title that the prophet declares, that the coming of Christ will be the cause of full and perfect happiness, of calm and blessed safety. In the Hebrew language, peace often signifies prosperity, for of all blessings, not one is better than peace. Not one's more desirable than peace. And general meaning is that all who submit themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ will lead a quiet and blessed life in obedience to him. Hence it follows that life without this king is relentless and miserable. I want to say this to you this morning. Maybe many of you here who are not really Christians, you've never really given your heart to Christ, you've never really crowned him as Lord. Well, can I tell you? Compared to the Christian life, your life will be restless and miserable. You'll never really have true peace, because you'll know something's wrong. If you're a Christian, doesn't mean problems will disappear. Doesn't mean you won't have any illnesses. You'll have them. You'll get cancer and you'll get all sorts of problems. You'll have tragedies in your life. You'll have losses. You'll be bereaved. You'll face trials. There'll be issues that you face that you wish you didn't have to face. But under all that, there'll be an extraordinary underlying sense of peace and a knowledge that God is carrying you through, that is with you every moment of every day, and that you also have the utter and total confidence of knowing that when this life is finished, there is something glorious to come. The scripture talks of heaven, not as an ethereal place where disembodied spirits float around and you sort of think, if that was somebody that I knew, I have a sense somebody's around. No, no. We will be raised to life eternal as Jesus was. And heaven will come to earth, and on this earth, we will enjoy the presence of Christ forever. Sometimes say to our guys at Cairn for Life, and I believe this with all my heart, that we'll be there, up there at Crag House Farm, and we'll be with some of the old monks who were Christians who were there 500 years ago, and we'll be with some of the guys who were in Cromwell's army, the captain in his army who was there 350 years ago. We'll be with him, and any of the Christians who've been there, and then there'll be us. And we'll be deciding what to do as we'd never done before, because a lot of the land around isn't owned by Christians. It'll all be ours then, because it'll be Christ. And we'll be planning what to do forever, growing things and enjoying things and enjoying all the glories of God's creation. And Jesus will visit us. So this is where it was. Yeah. In the flesh. And we'll doubtless go to see him in Jerusalem, doubtless go visit him with all the other saints. But we'll have real life in a real place with real people singing real songs. Songs like we've sung now. Some written maybe by Jesus himself. There'll be songs, won't they? I've got a feeling we won't be singing them to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, I could be quite wrong about that, of course. But there'll be new music written for us to sing to. But here's my question to all of you this morning. Are you at peace? Are you happy? Do you have everything you need in this life? Are you ready to face Jesus? Are you ready to face the God who made all things? To see him face to face? Is the Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago your friend and Savior? Do you know him? Do you love him? You will doubtless get some lovely gifts this week. Whether it's a 10p gift or something of huge monetary value, whatever. They mean nothing unless with them they are saying from someone, I love you. But the best gift of all that you could possibly receive, you received 2,000 and a few years ago, not this week, but it actually was March, but nevertheless you received a few thousand years ago. And the gift was a baby called Jesus. And Jesus is God's way of saying to you, I love you. Embrace me. Love me. Follow me. And God offers Jesus to you today. The question is, will you receive him? If you spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort preparing, making or buying a gift for somebody you love very dearly and you give it to them and they say, don't want it, will that hurt you? Will that hurt you? Jesus is saying, as was read to us, God so loves this world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have life everlasting. He didn't send him to condemn you. He sent him that you and the world might be saved